It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Star Market Celtics Today continues from the Golden One Center in Capital City, Sacramento, California. We'll get you back to Jason Ross and Max for the call of the game, but I wasn't going to miss this opportunity to have another conversation with the head coach. Brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com.
I was actually wondering if you were going to.
I knew you'd jump in. I knew there was no chance I could just get to work today. There was no opportunity.
With you doing the TV, I was like, I wonder if he's going to skip out on the pregame interview, and I wonder if I can skip out.
I figured that's what you were thinking.
Yeah.
But since we're both, as we said repeatedly, forced.
That's forward thinking.
Not by love or devotion, but by contractual obligation. We both arrive here before.
Again, I need to check that.
Each and every game. As do I. But the problem is when they send us so many games, we ever have time for things
that's
like checking
point.
Our contracts. We just go where we're told.
That's right.
Get in the van and go to the next town. It is hard to win on the road. That's bottom line. I had pointed out in the leading up to Golden State that you haven't had a lot of tests late in close games because you've been ahead for the behind, because you've been ahead in most of these games, particularly in the second half. I thought there was a lot of poise over the last few minutes, regardless of the 44-45 that came before.
You know, obviously Golden State's so much different than they used to be when we matched up great with Golden State. Now, if you look at it inversely, then they match up great with us now. And so that wasn't a huge surprise. I mean, they have a bunch of athletic wings. They've got good size on the wings. Pascal is a tough matchup for any smaller wing. You know, Draymond, obviously the same, but those guys can both guard out there. Like, they're a team that we knew was going to be very difficult to beat. I was glad the way we stayed poised. I was not happy with the way we gave up points at the rim. You know, they had 20 layups and 8 other times where they got fouled. We were a little bit more of a sieve in the paint than we've been. So we're going to have to be better at that as we go through this trip and, you know, try to meet challenge after challenge.
What, and this is going to be a TV topic today, so I wanted you to weigh in on it so you can
sort of
help me.
Oh, you're saving it for TV?
Exactly. Well, this way you can help me, and I can do that thing that you're trained to do on TV. I talked to Brad before the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we're all talking to. Yeah, exactly. Same deal.
Yeah.
You know how it works. What do we make of the year? And it's 11 games, I get it. What do we make of the start that Jason has had to this point where the shot selection is better than it was, but he can't make these shots? Yet, on the other hand, I don't know how to incorporate net rating and plus minus and all these ridiculous numbers that he is putting up in the league. Forget on this team, in the league. And it's made for a kind of a bizarre puzzle to figure out.
Our point with Jason is very simple. Just keep guarding the way you're guarding and be aggressive the way you're being aggressive. And then just work game to game from film, individual work, group work, on the reads at the different places you get. You know, he's still, you know, he's doing a lot of things at a higher level with regard, like you said, to getting to the rim, getting into the paint. And now there's a whole new world of what do you do when you get there. And, you know, especially in this league, people are going to sell out to his drive. So we've talked a lot about playing off 2 feet, using fakes. You know, he's got such good vision, spraying it out on some of those drives, and then, you know, respacing and getting it back. So there's a lot that he can continue to work on, but the key is the aggressive mindset on both ends, and everything else will take care of itself.
The Kings started 0-5, and there were a lot of things that contributed to that. And one of the things that was interesting, people were asking, how can a team that had De'Aaron Fox on it be towards the bottom of the league or at the bottom of the league in pace, for whatever that's worth? And then you watch them play over the last few games, and you realize that what Luke wanted to do here is instill a defensive mindset first. And funny how after a couple of weeks, it has really started to pay off for them.
Yeah, they're good. And you know what's funny? I just got asked by one of their TV people so that they can say I asked Brad before the game.
Or texted with him.
That's right. Yeah. What I saw the difference being between the first four games and the last – or first five games and the last six. And I didn't watch the first five games.
Good answer.
It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter to our game. What matters is how they're playing now. And in the last six games, they've been excellent. You know, even their two losses where they lost to Toronto by four and the Lakers by two, both on the road, I mean, they played great. So we're going to have our hands full. We're going to have to be really good. We're going to have to guard the three-point line. Can't let any of those – wings get going. If any of them get a great rhythm, we're in trouble.
Well, yeah, we've been, and they also, by the way, they had that another topic for another time. They have one of those preseason 20-hour flight trips, like a lot of teams that kind of start slow sometimes. We've been talking because we've seen Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr over the last week about the World Cup and Team USA and the four Celtics. They were beaten, Team USA was, by Serbia, and in that game, it wasn't Jokic who was the best player that day. And Bogdan Bogdanović is not going to create the buzz that other players who've had college profile or play in bigger markets will get. But, man, he is a fun player to watch. He's making a bigger impact almost every game.
He was on the All-World 5 or whatever it was, right? I mean, he was unbelievable in the World Championships, and he's just continued that. He played great against us at times last year. He's been a guy that could always score the ball. If he gets a rhythm going, he is really tough to stop. But he makes tough shots. Like the other day, isolated LeBron a couple times and got to where he wanted to go. Had a big and one at the end of the game. Like, he can play. And as a sixth man coming off the bench, that provides a heck of a jolt to your team. And so when they get healthy, they're just going to be better and better and better. And right now, I think they're playing great basketball in a very good team. We're going to have to play really well today.
As the head coach, you share a TV screen with Scal every night, the challenge that awaits me today. Any advice on how to not have him steal the show as he does with you almost every night?
See, I purposely want that.
I know you do.
I purposely want that. I like it when you guys steal the show. I'd say just be you. You know, go out there, be you. Smile a lot. Be happy. Be positive. Just be you. In the morning. It's your time of the day. I think you're really going to kill it, kind of.
I think you got this nailed down.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect. That's why I come to you for these moments of zen.
I'm just here to motivate and inspire.
And that I'm sure you have done for Jason and Max. We'll have the call of Celtics and Kings next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM1234.